Okay, Darren, it's your last game in charge, so we thought we were going to do something a bit different. And Kev Brook has set 10 fine questions about your career. Obviously, you should blitz this 10 out of 10, no problem whatsoever. So let's see how good you are at your own career. So question number one, during your 4 years in charge, which player has made most appearances for Lewis? And you've got four options. It's either Steve Brinkhurst, James Hammond, Ronnie Conlon, or Chris Winston?
I will go with Steve Brinkhurst.
Oh, that's a bad start, Daz. That's a terrible start. It's James Hammond.
Did you say good ones, though?
I think Brinky's injury has pulled Hammer into the picture. But, that's a terrible start. So, question two. In your first match in charge of the Rooks, which was a 4-0 defeat at Grays, which I'm sure we all still remember, which player received his marching orders and then never made another Rooks appearance? Was that Renane Marsh-Brown, Jordan Wilson, Alex Lang, or Chris Breach?
Jordan Wilson.
It was indeed. Do you remember that first game?
Oh, I do indeed.
Do you still have the nightmares?
I think it aged me straight away.
Yeah, it was not our finest hour, let's put it that way. Let's move swiftly on from that. So, third question. Your first win as the Lewis manager was a thumping 8-1 victory over Howsham Town in the Senior Cup. But which current player scored a brace that evening? Was it Alex Mullins, Steve Brinkhurst, Leon Redwood, or James Hammond?
Well, it's definitely worth Brinky, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was... give me that.
I'm going to go with Alex Mannings.
Correct. So that's 2 out of 3 so far. In the same match, which former forward bagged 4 goals, which were his only goals for Lewis? And the options are Richard Paquette, Trevor McCready, George Landais, or Robin Dean?
I'm going to go with Richard Paquette.
Correct. Yes, you're picking up here, Daz. 3 out of 4.
I got the first one right as well, because I did. It was a bad line, and I thought you said good games.
You're not having that. Number five. Which player scored the goal to secure your first league win as manager, which was a 1-0 home win against Farnborough in December 2015? And the options are Phil Appiah, Henry Muggeridge, James Fraser, or Yassin Ben Elmani.
I'm going to go with Phil Appiah.
It was Big Phil. Do you remember that
and it
goal?
It was a screamer.
It was. It absolutely. I think Roger Lee just replaced the nets after that one. It was a belter. So the way we're doing. We're doing 4 out of 5 now. You're picking up perfectly. Let's see how we go on number six. During your 3 full seasons in charge, which player scored the most goals in all competitions in a single season? Was it Jamie Brotherton, Jonty Smith, Billy Medlock, or Stephen Ocko? So it's most goals scored in a single season.
I'm going to go with Billy Medlock.
Yes, it was. It was 18 in the promotion season. I think that one catch most of the fans out. I went for Jonty as well. But there you go. Okay, so number seven. Which club did you make the most professional appearances for? Was it Fulham, Brentford, Brighton and Hove Albion, or Gillingham?
This is harder.
It's further away.
I'm going to go with...
You can never go back to this club if you get this wrong.
Yeah, I didn't really pay much attention to my own career first, to be honest with you, mate.
Come on, Daz, dead radio here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Fulham.
Oh no, miss. It's Brighton and Hove Albion. At least according to
Right.
Kev, I can't tell you how many appearances. I should have done my research. But yeah, I'm afraid it was Brighton. So that's 5 out of 7 so far. Let's see if you can pick it up on number 8. If you've ever spoken with Darren, the chances are you know he scored the first goal of the new millennium when he netted an early kickoff in January 2000, scoring the first goal of the millennium. But who did that goal come against? Was it Colchester United, Southend
Exeter.
United? Oh, okay. Didn't even need the options. That's yeah. I thought you might know
Was my only goal, Dave.
that one. Okay, and again, I'll remind you that Kev Brook wrote these questions, not me, so if any physical violence is
Right.
required. Number 9, when Darren was playing for Worthing in April 2004,
Oh, no.
what was the most notable thing about his appearance against the Rooks in a 2-2 draw? Was it A,
Missed the
well,
penalty.
hang on, you were A, brought on as an 89th minute substitute, B, missed a penalty, C, sent off, or D, all three of the above?
All three of the above, Dave.
See, this is
And
bef
I'd just like to point out that it actually helps you get promoted. So I knew, I saw into the future.
this is before my time, so tell me briefly what happened. How did you manage to get yourself sent off in t 3 minutes?
I think I missed the penalty. Well, I hit the bar. I thought it went over the line, to be fair. But they didn't have the old VAR at that era. And I think it was Harvey started like jumping up and down in my face. So yeah, I can't remember much after that, to be fair. Got sent off. Yeah, I was a different person on the pitch base, to be fair.
Yeah, you're a much calmer guy now, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah. Okay. So, finally, question number 10. You may remember in your younger days when you had a full head of long hair, but who reportedly did you model your flowing locks on? Was it A, Mel Gibson in Braveheart? B, and I remind you again, Kid Brook wrote the questions, Britney Spears. C, Chris Waddle. Or D, Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, dearie me. Kev's got to get out a bit more, hasn't he?
I don't think he's going to come out today, that's for sure.
To be fair, I didn't actually model it on anyone, but allegedly, it was, I think it was Braveheart.
Well, that's the answer that Kev's got. So I make that you have scored 7 out of 10 on your own career, which is just about the pass mark for the readers in the quiz. So we'll
I thought I'd
see if
make it,
anyone
I
betters
think I
that.
made it 8.
Hang on, 1, 2, 3. No, you missed that one. 4, 5, 6, 7. You did. Sorry, apologies. You made it 8. I've
All
robbed you
right,
of a
thank you.
goal.
I'll get a point for that for my maths question.
Just finally, obviously, a sad day for you. It's your last game in charge. Anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, obviously, look, it's been a tough decision for myself. I've had some unbelievable times managing Lewis. A lot of them are good memories. I've been fortunate enough to work with some unbelievable people on and off the pitch. I've done a letter today, so hopefully that'll be put up.
Yeah, that's in the
There's
program.
so many people to thank. So I won't thank everyone on here, but it's been brilliant, and hopefully, what I would say is that hopefully Ross and Codge will be given an opportunity, and they take they take it over, and I'm sure that they do unbelievable. But a big thanks to all the fans, and what I would say to the fans is, you get behind the boys, good and bad times, because they're a real bunch of good lads, and a lot of people don't really see how hard they work off the pitch, and they do, and like I say, is I think that just get behind them and cheer them on.
Well, thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure working with you for the past 4 years, and I wish you the very best of luck with your career.
Thanks, Baz. Thanks to everyone. Thanks.
Cheers, Dan.